guys. Welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I am Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And if this is your first time joining us, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be life, adventure, goals, dreams. Being forgetful. So many things. But how are you guys doing today? Let's start there so I can stop laughing.
I'm blessed. Doing amazing. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm good. I'm good. What are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about using the thought of not being perfect as a crutch. Do you think people do that? That's a better question. Do you think people use the thought of not being perfect as a crutch?
I definitely do. I think people use it to not hold themselves accountable for stuff. It's like, oh, I'm not perfect. I can do it. And it's like, I do whatever. And it's like, it's not me. It's like, it's not my fault that I'm this way. I'm just this way because I was made this way. It's like, you can take a little bit more responsibility than that. But that's just me.
I do agree. I actually agree with what you just said, but I was thinking for other reasons. I feel like a lot of people use it as a reason for not only like not to take accountability, but just so like not to be the best that they can be, like not to strive for the things that they want to do or that they can do, just because like, oh, I'm not perfect. We talk about striving for perfection, but like when you actually start working towards it, I feel like it's a scary thing. So I feel like people, I guess, I don't know, you could use it as a way to maybe like, that people might call it humbling themselves, but it's really just like dimming your light sometimes.
Or I agree too, because you don't gotta be perfect. Doesn't mean that you're not humble or whatever else people use for humble. But I feel like it's a lot easier to just be like, I'm not perfect, so it is what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah, I feel like, wait, what you about to say? I feel like in a lot of ways, like we've been taught that, I don't know, like it's just the right thing to say. I feel like some of it is just like it's programmed into us to be like, well, I'm not perfect. But it's like, why not? Why aren't you perfect? Like, or you just using it as just like a cop out to not like, all right, yeah, like you said, not take accountability. I messed up, but nobody's perfect. And it's like, all right, but you still didn't have to do this thing. Like, you made a choice to do this thing. You didn't have to do that. But also, I also feel like our mistakes is like our mistakes that we make or our decisions that we make ultimately make us ourselves. So it's like, I feel like I am perfect because I'm perfectly how God created me. Woo. Yep. But yeah, I feel like it's used often as a crutch. Even like with, I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot. Y'all can say some stuff.
Why you apologize for talking? This is what this is for.
I don't know. I just felt like I was taking up a lot. Okay. Even like when you think about procrastination, right? A lot of times people procrastinate with... can't talk. A lot of times people procrastinate because they're working for whatever they see in their head as perfect. Like they want, or like let's say it's a project. A lot of projects, a lot of music, a lot of songs, or even like paintings or whatever it is, books don't get released or even like shown to the world or even pitched to maybe an agency just because people be thinking that they're not perfect or this thing isn't perfect. And sometimes it's not going to be whatever society deems as perfect, but it's going to be perfect for that moment. It's going to be something that's needed by people, and you don't know that until you put it out for the world. And I recognize that because I used to procrastinate a lot. So, and a lot of the stuff I was holding on to was like, nah, you know, I really like this, but you know, it's not perfect. Like, yeah, you want to get it to a point where you gave your all to it, and you want to get it, I guess, like as perfect as you can see it in your head, but at some point you just gotta kind of let it go and be like, all right, I did all that I can do on this thing, let me just send it out.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, I think we start out from the gate saying like, I'm not perfect, just so that we can kind of lower our expectations of whatever it is we're trying to do. So if you're starting like, you know, I'm not perfect, so it's like, now the first thing you're doing is, all right, I'm gonna let me drop y'all impression of me, let me drop the scale so that you don't expect too much from me, or that I don't have to try and like make this thing. Well, because to be honest, you don't really know you're not perfect until you get the evidence of it. So before you start, if you're starting off like, I'm not perfect, it's like, you don't know you're not perfect until you do something wrong. Mm-hmm. But you don't know you're not going to do anything wrong until you actually
do it
or whatever. So it's just, a lot of times it's funny. I don't know when we, like, as a society, when we started, like leaning on, hey, I'm not perfect. Like, granted, everybody's going to make a mistake, like, whatever a mistake is. But I don't know when we started, like, all right, nobody's perfect, everybody's gonna make these mistakes, and then we kind of start operating like that. I don't know, but
I agree. I feel one thing, I'm just trying to figure out, when did we start focusing on perfection? Like, when did perfection become the goal instead of progress or just trying, doing the thing? Because a lot of times the imperfection in whatever you're doing, most of the time it's inspiration, or it teaches you what you could do next time, or room for improvement. Like we were saying on the podcast with Shay.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla Ray. Tomato, tomato.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
What we was saying on that podcast, I forgot where I was going. It was a good point, though. But, dang,
yeah.
I lost it.
You said, well, in regards to the progress over perfection, I don't know when we started doing that, but I do. I guess we probably started when, I guess how media portrays everything, because everything is presented in the perfect way. We want to tell the perfect story. We want to, like, we want to look at, even when we talk about it in America, it's the rags to riches story. It's like, I started out with nothing and then I got this. And it's like, it's the perfect story. And everything has to be perfect for everybody to feel like, oh, this makes so much sense. And it's like, when you see the story a million times, I think, then you start realizing, well, hey, my story is nothing like this. But it's like, nah, they made it. They changed some stuff around. But I think that's the reason why people, at least in my opinion, I think that's the reason why people started looking at perfection like, this is the goal. Because everything we see on TV and everywhere else is like, they present it like it's the perfect thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but I feel like the people who made it the furthest in life, they aren't necessarily focused on perfection or being perfect. Or they allow themselves to accept that I'm always learning, I'm always improving. So it's more important for me to get this out when I feel like it's good. Like, once I feel like it's good, put it out. Or if I say I'm done with it, be done with it. Granted, it may not be perfect, but it's perfect for this moment. And somebody else is going to see it. They will be, at least one person will be inspired. Even if they don't like what it is, the fact that you put all this stuff out, it's going to be like, wow, I can't do nothing but respect it. Or, man, I want to support them. I like what they doing.
But I feel like, that's what I was saying, I feel like it's like kind of ingrained in us at this point.
Mm-hmm.
At least here in the U.S., because that's where I live, so that's the only thing I can speak on right now. But I feel like a lot of it, because of the fact that it may be this, and I don't think this is when things started to shift to focus only on perfection, but this might be a part of it in our current society, is that because of, like, America or the U.S. having the whole tagline of the American dream, right, and people coming over here for a better life, and people still see that or have that idea or whatever, so then it's, like, kind of upholding whatever level of perfection you feel like It is. And here, if you look at like magazines and all, not even just here, but in a lot of places around the world, but like magazines and like reality shows and TV shows in general, a lot of people hold those images to what the idea of perfection is. So then they're constantly striving towards that stuff. That's just like an example, but it's just an ongoing cycle of trying to sell this American dream, I feel like.
Yeah.
In our country specifically, not every other country, because it does still happen in the other countries too.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think, I know for me, when I was younger, I used to have this weird thought that, like, when you mastered something, like, when you perfected something, like, there was no room for you to improvise anymore. There's no room for you to be creative. I don't know where I got this idea from. But, like even when I was younger, when I was trying to, like, learn piano, I was like, I liked the fact that I didn't really know what I was doing, because I could stumble on stuff. Like, in my head, I was like, well, once I know it, I'm not going to be able to figure out whatever it is. And, like, I think how we really kind of frame perfection is, like, once you get it, there's nothing left to do after it.
Yeah.
What is there to...
But you learn more. Like, you, even if it's just, like, a pivot, it's not even... Like, there's still more stuff to learn. Even if you master something, there might be another aspect of that thing that you can learn about. It might be like, if you master acrylic paint, all right, let me master chalk paint, or let me master the other paints that's out there. Because I don't know what they are.
To piggyback off what you said about stumbling through stuff, that made me think about, it take a lot of confidence to, like, declare something, like, just tell the world, this is what I'm doing, and go ahead and do it. I feel like with me, that's when the we gotta be perfect thing come out. So it's easy for me to just do it rather than say, oh, I'm gonna do this. Granted, it's gonna be, the quality is gonna be great, but once I say it, I feel like in my imagination, it's a higher expectation for me to put out the best thing in the world.
But the best doesn't mean perfect. Is that what you're going to say? Mother?
No, actually.
I was going to say, like, the best thing ever doesn't even have to mean it's perfect. Like, you could put out the best shoe possible. That doesn't mean it's the perfect shoe for every person. It doesn't mean it's the perfect shoe that everybody's going to wear, that everybody's going to love. It could just be the best overall. And it's like, so where does it... Like, where does, in, how do I say it? Like, in regards to, like, all right, well, in my mind, I'm trying to put out the best thing, the perfect thing. It's like, when does it stop? Or when do you, like, all right, when do you know you're done if you're looking for
the perfect
thing? Yeah.
In my mind, it's perfect when everybody else says it's perfect. Like, because I can put something out and love it, but everybody thinks it's trash. But to me, it's perfect. But to everybody else, it's not perfect. But I could put out something that I think is trash, and everybody, oh, it's a masterpiece. Mm. But to me, I'm like, oh, this is trash. But so that's why I always say perfection is subjective.
Yeah. So based on what you said, you value other people's opinions more than you value yours.
No, I don't focus on perfection. I'm just saying, like, in my mind, I'm not focused on perfection. I was focused on perfection. An old version of me was focused on perfection.
Gotcha, okay.
So an older version of me was like, this fire, I know this fire, but if I put it out, they might say it's trash, or I might think it's trash, and if I put it out, if I think it's trash, I probably won't put it out, but if I put it out and it's trash, and I think it's trash, everybody will probably think it's fire. So...
It sounds like childhood trauma.
Or it probably is, or it probably was. I'm not operating in this space anymore. I just want to make that clear.
I just was thinking, like, that reminds me of, like, you know, you're in school, you're doing your homework, you do a project, or, like, whatever it is, and you like, this is the, let me tell you, I wrote the best paper of my life. One night, I did it early. I got it done. Usually I was waiting till the last minute, be up till 3-4 o'clock. This was in middle school or high school, I don't know. So it probably wasn't the best paper of my life, but you know, it was amazing. Turn that thing in, I got a C.
Word, but that's the thing. We leave it up
to somebody else.
To somebody else to tell you if it's good or not.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I was thinking, like, it gets ingrained in us at a young age. Because whether it's us looking at our parents to be like, hey, I did this picture, do you like it? Or if it's like a teacher grading your stuff, like, we're not taught to be subjective or about our own whatever we're doing, whether it be art or just anything at all. Like, we're taught to, I don't know, like, it don't, like, it's cool that you like it, but if the rest of us don't like it, then it's trash. And it's like, that's not true.
It's cool when they do. I don't do it. All right, so going back then, so is nobody perfect because for us to grade it, it's based off the opinion of everybody else? Like, how could you be perfect if we're basing perfection on everybody else's opinion?
An opinion is just one person's thought or idea. It's always a bias to it, so it's no facts and opinions.
Mm-hmm.
So it can't really be a perfect or not perfect.
Yeah, I was gonna say, so nobody's gray perfect area. And nobody's not
perfect.
Yeah,
it's a gray area. Because, right? Sorry, I just wanted to say that. Nah, but if you think about it like this, like, if it's based on everybody else's opinion, everybody has their own experiences, everybody has their own preferences, everybody, like, if you look at one person, not everybody's going to think that person is cute. You might think that person is cute, but they might be like, no, or they might be like, okay, they are right, but, like, you might be like, they got the perfect face. Okay, this is the one. And just off of that alone, like, that's a small thing, but, like, just off of that alone, it's like everybody has their own opinions, preferences. We see things differently. We got our own eyeballs. Like, we literally see things differently. Mm-hmm. Some people are colorblind. Like, perfection is very subjective. So I feel like if you're looking for somebody else's opinion of whatever you're doing, then you're always going to be chasing that idea of perfection. And it may, a lot of times I do feel like people use that as an excuse, because it's like, oh, I didn't do this because this person didn't like it. Like, there have been times where I would write something. I mean, I was young, so, like, I didn't necessarily finish it, but I would write something and I'd be like, oh, okay, I wrote this verse, da 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 da. And then, like, maybe somebody would be like, it's okay. And then the song's never coming out at that point. Because I thought this was amazing. But if you're like, nobody else's opinion matters, it's just my, like, you. Of course, you have to have courage to put your stuff out there to be criticized. But in working to get the stuff out, just getting it out of your system or putting it out wherever, it's like you gotta, your idea of this being perfect or this, I put my all into it, or this is beautiful to me, has to come first.
Yeah, so with that, since the idea of perfection or not being perfect is basically ingrained in us for a long, long time. Yeah, it's ingrained in us. So it's now I'm thinking it's less of a crutch and more of a trauma response.
I can see that, because I mean, if perfection is up to everybody else, right, and it's like everybody's opinion is gonna vary, and I mean, people's opinions change. People might look at something and say it's perfect one day, and then be like, nah, it's actually not perfect. It worked, but but, like, you know, everybody's, if you're basing it off of the value of everybody's opinion, and everybody's opinions are varying and have different variables, then it's almost like, what's the point of trying to strive for perfection? Because it's like, you'll never get it. Because it's like, you'll never get the approval of everybody. It's like,
probably won't even get the approval of yourself.
Yeah, that's
maybe in the moment, but when you go back and look at it, And also, when you learn more, and then you go back and look, it's like, I understand what I was trying to do. I didn't do it. I didn't.
Yeah, or it could be like, on the flip side, like, dang, I thought this was a lot worse than it was. Now that I'm looking at it, it's like, this is way better than I ever could have. But I don't even know how I got here. Like, I couldn't recreate this if I tried.
Facts. Stumbled my way through.
Yeah. I agree. Nah, I feel like perfection is a very weird thing. I do feel like it may be a trauma response, but I do think that even though it is a trauma response, it is used often as a crutch. Mm. Because it's not like a lot of trauma responses don't necessarily benefit us. Some do. But, like, even though it's a trauma response, it's a trauma response. Maybe it's positive in the fact that we're trying to work to put out our best or do the best that we can. But in the idea of it being a crutch, like, it definitely can be, like, crippling type of crutch. Like, where you never
strive for anything.
Yes.
You don't strive because it's like, oh, why even try? I'm like, how am I going to get to the... I'm never going to get to the,
yeah,
the point that I'm aiming for, so why even try?
Exactly. So it's like, I don't know. It's definitely, like, in a gray area. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel like not striving for perfection makes it a lot easier to do anything or even try, put stuff out, see what happens. Like, if you're not trying to be perfect, you're going to put it out, and if this is what you want to do, you're going to just move on to the next thing. And then it is, like, whatever happens. As long as I like it, as long as it's acceptable to me, it aligns with what I stand for and what I'm doing, put it out, and on to the next project.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, it's even funny when I started thinking about just this, like, again, the stories that we said, like, if you can go as far back as Adam and Eve, the perfect people made a wrong decision. How does that even work? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they made the wrong decision, but again, they were perfect, but they made the wrong decision. So it's like, what was there, and then even for them, what was there for them to do once you've been made perfect to start? Like, what do you do now? Just
walk around and be perfect.
Yeah, you know, walk around and be perfect. It's like, and that's why I said, for me, I guess going back into the trauma response, I used to have this, once you were perfect, there was nothing left to do. Granted, once you master something, now how I look at it, when you master stuff, you have a lot more. The reason why you mastered it is because you were able to do creative things with whatever you...
Yeah, I feel like even if once you master it, it's still more mastering to be done.
Yeah, there's always the next thing.
It's just like, it's like a tree. You, like, mastering it, that's just the trunk of the tree. And then there's all these different branches that you could go off on, and it's still mastering from this one, like, this one industry or area, and then there's so much more that you could do with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. That's good. Y'all saying some good stuff. I can't help it. Y'all saying some good stuff. I don't know. I just feel like perfection is weird. I said this already, but I feel like the idea of perfection is a very weird thing. And I've never really, like, you think about it, but having an in-depth conversation about this twice is just like, and then reading the definition, and the definition is like, it's basically saying nothing's really perfect, but you're trying to get as close to perfect as possible. Da, da, da. But it's just like,
yeah, I feel like it's a waste of time, a waste of energy.
Trying to strive for perfection.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing that helped me.
I think strive for excellence. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
But yeah, do everything at a high standard or like a level of excellence or with that level of excellence, but it don't gotta be perfect.
Yeah. One thing that helped me, I feel like, is striving to just like be authentic in all of the things that I do rather than striving for perfection. Because if I can judge whether or not I'm being authentic in this moment, right? Like, that's a completely me-based. I mean, some people, like, you can tell from the outside sometimes, but it's like, that's just like an inner gauge on, like, okay, does this feel authentic? Does this feel like this was true to who you are or true to what you're trying to portray or whatever it is? Because striving for perfection, sometimes, like when we was watching that video about Prince, it's like, sometimes, like, the things that you deem as flaws or mistakes or anything like that, a lot of times, though, that adds character and texture to whatever you're doing. It adds character and texture to who you are. So it adds to some level of perfection. Somebody might see it as the perfect thing. And I feel like that's important to capture. Like, everything doesn't have to be completely polished or clean or whatever. It's just like, I don't know, it's just a made up thing for real.
Yeah. And I was gonna say, I think it's, at least in my opinion, I think it's the striving to be better. I think that's where I like to this place I like to live in, because even when I was doing sports, like, everything, it wasn't, I wanted to be the best, of course, right? But it was like, all right, I want to, at the moment, I want to be the best on this court. And then next, I go to another court, I want to be the best on this court. All right, let me do better. How can I do better? How can I work on my form? How can I get my hands better? How can I do all of these other things better? Because, like, better is always, there's not an end to it. And I think for perfection, if we were to ever get it, there would be an end to it. So then it's like, now, once you get to the end, it's like, you either have to start over or just do something else. But, like, I think the goal of us striving isn't necessarily to get perfection, just to get better.
Yeah, I think perfection is, I feel like it's hindering to, one, creativity. Because if you focus on perfection, you end up overthinking a lot of times. In my opinion, if you focus on perfection, a lot of times you end up overthinking because you're trying to figure out how to make this perfect.
Yeah.
And then it's just a lot. Like, you overthink. It's trying to, it's even difficult trying to explain it because you try to do this one thing. If you try to make it perfect, now you got everybody else in mind, including yourself. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinking the same, and you don't know how everybody is thinking.
And also, like, you get stuck in that place for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it can literally keep you from moving on. Like, I don't really know how to draw for real, but, like, if I was trying to be perfect and I was sketching, I would be on line number one for 5 hours trying to make it straight.
I know how to draw. Now, if I was trying to be perfect, then I would be on line number one.
Because you'll never get the ideas out. Like, fully, because you're like, all right, I gotta keep, I'm tweaking this, I'm tweaking that. And it's like, if you're trying to paint a picture, if you're trying to do a portrait, and you're like, I gotta get this perfect, like, nope, this jaw isn't perfect, nope, let me go back. And it's like, you're spending hours on stuff that you could have moved on from.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then by the time you try to make the next move, it's like, it's been so long. So it's like, I think, for the benefit of us and for the benefit of creation, like, just get the idea out. Like, I think that's the most important. Like, we can improve on the idea, but, like, don't focus on the perfection. Yeah.
I feel like getting the idea out is the best, but still, like, if you're talking about if you're doing a portrait and you're trying to get the jaw right, I think we should get that jaw right.
Yeah, I mean, but, yes, get it right. Yeah, but what? Don't obsess over, like, you should get the portrait right. If you're trying to paint a portrait, somebody paying you for it. I get it. But I mean, it's never really gonna be like the perfect portrait. It's never really gonna be completely like exactly to a T. Because again, you may draw and be like, this is, all right, this looks exactly like this person. And then the person be like, I don't know, my head looks a little lopsided. And it's like, damn, I spent hours on, like, nah, this is, it's all about a matter of perspective. Like, you looking at it like, nah, I got this, this is right because I got the shadow here, blah, blah. And they're like, nah, this doesn't look like me.
And that's wild, too, because you look different to yourself because, like, then you look to other people anyways. So a lot of times, like, you won't be looking at something, you'll be like, that's just like how people be like, oh, you look like so-and-so, and you'd be like, no. I definitely used to do do that all the time. Like, nah, I look like me. That's what you just pointed at is not me.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
And that reminds me of a TikTok I saw. It was like, I don't know if y'all saw it. It was a girl. She drew a picture of herself. She drew a picture of how she had imagined herself, and then drew a picture of, like, a portrait. Like a portrait. And then, so just to see what the differences were. And when she looked at it, she was like, oh, wow, all right, I actually look a little bit better than I imagined myself to be. You know, so I think it just, in us saying, like, nobody's perfect, I think we start out trying to lower our perception of ourselves. And it's like, nah, if you start out feeling like you're perfect, that's fine. If you feel like you can improve on it, or you feel like you can get better, that's also fine as well. Right. Like, I feel like we shouldn't start with, like, hey man, I ain't shit. Like, I don't think you should start low so that people you don't go in with high expectations.
Go ahead.
I feel like that that mindset, ideology, would that be the word?
Yeah, that's it. Both of them.
It makes it easier to just play it safe. Just go with the flow, go with what everybody else doing, mm-hmm. move with the crowd, with the masses, instead of be your own person and make your own decisions. Go ahead.
I think that's true. What I was also going to say is, I think a lot of that also comes from, a lot of times we're waiting for outside people to validate us. So sometimes when we're like, oh yeah, I ain't shit, we're waiting for somebody to come in and be like, nah, you're great, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I mean, that may or may not come, but like a lot of times we'd be like, yeah, nah, I don't even look good, or this don't look good. I'm like, what you think?
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes people are like, I forgot what the term was, but like, they're trying to fish for compliments, but they do it in a way of like, oh, nah, you know, this ain't perfect. I could have did this. I mean, we do this all the time, or it's like to soften the blow of whatever critique you about to give me. Mm. Yeah, I know I could have actually sang that part a little bit better, but this is what, you know.
Or on the flip side, because like one of my, I remember when we were in school and I asked Mark Lamont Hill, I asked him what his biggest fear was. And it was funny because it was the same one as mine. It was almost like this irrational fear that somebody gonna come up and be like, hey yo, he not who he say he was. Like, he's not this isn't the person, like he's not as great as he said he was. He's not as blah blah, he's not the artist that they say they were. Like, and I think on the flip side you can look at it, and some people might be like, they're waiting, they're doing it, so it's like, alright, I'm waiting for you to validate the negative, because like in my head I know this isn't, this could be better, it could be worse, and then you get the response that you were like, I hated it but everybody loved it. And I'm like, oh wow, I was expecting y'all to be like, this isn't, I was expecting y'all to give me the negative, but y'all giving me positive. Go ahead.
It's giving imposter syndrome.
I feel like at the end of the day we define who we are, and that's why mad people be moving. Like, so they can start over. They don't like staying in the same place. Once you move somewhere, you could be whoever you want to be.
I was about to say, people used to move and start whole new families.
Well, that's also their attempt at, all right, now I'm gonna live the perfect life now that I'm in a new area, which is fine. Because again, I mean, technically, now you're doing stuff the perfect way now, right?
I mean, that wasn't fine. You abandoned the whole
family. I mean, that's not the point. I'm talking about you getting up and starting a new life. Not the abandoning the family. What is this? This is the heart of April. But yeah, I think some people they do it. I mean, in essence, you work on it. Like, you, when you do that, you work on being better. And I think that's all we should focus on. Not necessarily like being this idea of perfection, which is just like,
yeah,
how can we get it if everybody opinion change? Not everybody opinion valid either.
That's a fact.
Yeah, and people's values change, and then like your own opinion changes constantly. So it's like, I don't know. It's weird. I know I keep saying that, but it is. Like, and I feel like we've placed so much emphasis on it as a society that it's very hard to break away from it. But just like, how you were mentioning about, like, the most successful people, I feel like they found a way to deviate from the idea of, not maybe not even completely, but not focus less on the idea of perfection and more on the idea of growth, progression, and just continually getting better. I think for even just as we're having this conversation, I'm just having this thought like, oh yeah, I just, the next project just needs to be better. Like, whether it's better than the last single, the last EP, the last whatever, better than whatever I just sang, it just needs to be better. It could be astronomically better. It could be just a little bit better. But, I mean, I would hope it would be, like, you know, extremely, like, way it better. Be.
That's up to you.
Yeah, I'm working. It's going to be way better. But that's the thing. Is shifting the focus away from, like, this idea of perfection, because everybody's going to have an opinion. And everybody's opinion doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it just doesn't matter.
And if we're talking about art, it's really hard to say which art is perfect and which art is imperfect, just because it's a certain level of vulnerability. It, like, this is me. Mm-hmm. So, it's a little bit more je ne sais quoi, man. But it's a lot more personal. It might be perfectly made how I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a lot of emotions and art and anybody's art. Like, mm-hmm. we talking whatever medium of art that you do. It's a certain level of emotion that I'm targeting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into this, you're going to love it. It's not just, I don't feel like art is just for, art isn't for everybody. Mm-hmm. It's for a specific group of people. Like, this particular piece is for a particular person.
Yeah, I was gonna say art isn't for everybody, but I feel like everybody has an art that they can contribute to. Like, I think because even when you're explaining that, it's like, all right, this was perfectly made. Like, if you're talking about other pieces of technology, a chair, like, you could talk about the person who made the chair. It's like, they made that with a certain level of attention. There's a certain level of craft that goes into it. And it's like, this is perfect for right now, right? And this recliner chair is perfect for right now, but in 2 years when we have better technology, now we have a new perfect chair. Mm-hmm. Or, like, whether it's a camera. This camera is perfect right now, but in 5 years when they find out a different kind of glass or a different kind of chip that makes things work better, now everything is better. So it was perfect for that moment, yeah. And it's an art to it. So, like, unless you care about the details of that, then it's like, but I think everybody can appreciate
good art,
yeah, even if it doesn't feel, because again, like, a light bulb doesn't feel like art, but it's art. It's the same way felt like a camera might not feel like art, but it's art. And it's like, we also use it to capture art, so it's like,
yeah.
There's literally an art to everything. I think we just don't look at it like that.
And then even when, if we talking about, like, cameras and industrial products, just the people who actually design the stuff or actually build it. If we go back to a chair, this particular chair might have a certain type of wood. And it's this was the last chair that used this wood before we moved on to the newer technology. So maybe a lighter wood. But this is a red oak.
Mm-hmm.
And they perfectly crafted it in Honduras. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They got oak trees in Honduras.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But what you value, yeah, depending on what you value determines what you deem as perfection.
Elaborate a little bit more. I agree, but like,
if you value comfort over craftsmanship, if it's not comfortable, but it looks amazing. Like, if you value comfortability over aesthetic,
mm-hmm.
it may look amazing, but it's not comfortable at all. So, you know, it's nice, but that's not it.
It's not. It's just sharing nappable. Mm-hmm. It look great, but
yeah, like we talking about shoes. A lot of shoes be fire, but a lot of shoes be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you value comfort over look, aesthetic,
you gonna have on some Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs is the perfect shoe. You can keep it moving. If you
except the winter time,
totally. Yeah, then it's not the perfect shoe.
Yeah, it's absolutely not.
Yeah, I agree with that though, because like even just. I mean, even in, like, people's daily lives, their values change. So it might even be a thing of, if, let's say, one person values, the person who's critiquing it values the comfort over the aesthetic, right? But the artist values the aesthetic over the comfortability. So then they're like, oh, okay, I hear you, but it's perfect how it is. I'm not changing it to make it more comfortable for you. So then it's like, all right, at that point, the shoe it's not a perfect shoe for me. But somebody gonna get that shoe. And I think, like, yeah. That's why perfection is so subjective. Because the next person might come in and be like, oh, this is fire. I was just looking for it. Like, I mean, women do this all the time. Get a nice sit-down shoe. You got shoe that you sit down in. These ain't the walking shoes, okay? So on the way to the place, I'm gonna have these sneakers on. Get my nice shoe. I walk in. This is a sit-down event. I'm going to be sitting there. My shoes going to look fire. I'm good for the night.
Yeah. I was also going to say, I think your environment also can help deem what you view as perfect and not perfect as well. Because when I was in New York, like, growing up, I used to think Air Force was the perfect sneaker. And then I got older and I was like, these things are huge. Like, bro, it's like, I can't get them dirty. Like, it's like, but the culture of, like, those shoes, or if you're talking about Tim's, like, These are the perfect boots for this environment, for this community, for this whatever. And then you step somewhere else, you go to Florida, you see somebody wearing some Timberlands, you're like, yeah, why this is not the perfect, like, I understand you think this is the perfect shoe, but
stuck in the sand.
Yeah, like, why are we, bro, it is 90 degrees, like, the humidity is ridiculous. Why are you wearing those shoes? So it's just, I think it also depends on the environment.
The environment, the time period, because it was a time where everybody's wearing stuff super big and stuff like that. So then, like, you got the big shoes to go with the big outfit, like, but it was perfect. It was the perfect fit at the time. So it's just, yeah, it changes. It changes a lot. And it's strange how much we use it as a marker for everything when it changes so much. Like, how are we gonna, like we said in the other episode with Kayla Ray, like, it's a moving goalpost. Mm-hmm. It's constantly moving. Because go ahead.
I was gonna say success, after you saying that, it's a constant moving goalpost. Mm-hmm. Success and perfection will always keep moving. Like, once you think something is perfect, you see something else and like, oh, dang, I could have did that better. Or I wish I would have did that better. Or I could have added this. So it's really not perfect. So now perfection moved this way. Once you get whatever you feel is success, once you get there, now it's something more that you want.
Yeah.
So success is constantly moved. Like, the standard or the level of success or perfection that you strive for, once you get there, it's going to be something else.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
The Lord blesses you.
Yeah. Allergies, guys. So also, it's cold in here. Sorry, go ahead.
So, perfection is you only get perfection before you actually finish whatever you're doing. Not in here, you guys explained it, because, like, the perfection only exists as an idea before you actually finish it. Because once you finish it, that's when you're like, this could be better.
I feel like that's why it could be, it's a crutch for a lot of people, because, like, we think it's a tangible thing, or we act as if it's a physical thing when it's an idea, it's a concept. The idea of perfection is something that we think about, something that's, like, in our minds, and we keep trying to get to this thing, and, like, sometimes you can in that moment, and we mentioned that before, but hindsight is 20/20, like you always say. So then when you looking back, it's like, oh, this ain't what I thought it was. But I think there's something freeing about recognizing that this in that specific moment was perfect. Sorry. That's quick. But in that specific moment, it was perfect. So I'm not going to harp on the fact that, you know, I don't think that it's perfect now. I'm just going to do what I can so that I can get better. I'm going to learn from that. And like, oh, okay, if I thought that was perfect, let me see what I can do. Because this isn't, now that I'm looking at it, it's not perfect to me anymore. Let me see what I can do on the next thing. And I feel like that takes a level of vulnerability. Just like releasing it the first time or whatever, like putting your art out there, getting the idea out the first time takes a level of vulnerability. Recognizing that, okay, I'm not going to put myself down because I don't see this thing as perfect now, because in that moment it was the perfect thing. So let me see how I can grow from that moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you can, if we're going like slightly back to the shoe example, like you can have a perfect example of something, I think. Because like if you wanted to look back and talk about the time period of what the ideal shoe is, you can go be like, all right, well, if we're looking back, this is the perfect example of that. Like, there was nothing. Or if you, let's not even just text you, let's talk about sports. Like, Michael Jordan was the perfect player for that time. Like, there was nothing. Like, we always talk about if we could put LeBron in, in Jordan's time, but it's like, he was the perfect player for that specific time, for that era, to play in that way. So it's like, nobody, like, he was a perfect player. Nobody else would have succeeded in the way that he would have, because he had the perfect set of circumstances to succeed in the way that he did. That's the reason why after that, it's like, right, we have Kobe, we have AI. AI playing during Jordan, like specific during Jordan's prime years, might not have made a difference at all. But because he was in the perfect set of circumstances, he looks like the perfect player. But he was just perfect at the time. Like, and now that we're improving on stuff, people do stuff. So there are better shooters, there are better scorers, like, but at the time it was like, this was what it was.
Yeah. I think that's important to recognize, as we just grow older. Like, I feel like for so much of our lives, we're so caught up in chasing whatever idea of perfection that each of us have in our head, that we lose sight of what really matters a lot of times, and or we stop enjoying certain things that we used to enjoy, because those things start to bring us stress, because we're striving for perfection rather than just allowing ourselves to be in the moment. So yeah, I think that's very, very important. Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
That was the most proper. Yes, I
agree. No, but did y'all have any? Wait, you was about to say something. Did y'all have any final thoughts on perfection, on it being used as a crutch, on just the grayness of it at all?
Or I don't think perfection is necessarily used as a crutch. Sometimes it's intentional, but I feel like it's more of a trauma response. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about perfection. Then.
Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, I still think it's just a matter of, like, I think sometimes we just try to lower the expectations so it doesn't feel like, and I mean, some of it is for a good reason. Like, you don't want to, so that you don't have to think about being perfect. If I start off saying, like, I'm not perfect, now I don't have to worry about trying to achieve that goal or whatever. So I think, go ahead.
Nah, finish what you were gonna say.
Oh yeah, I just think so I think sometimes it can help us, but sometimes it can be a crush, so it just depends.
So I do wonder if so like if you do say, or if you feel like you are perfect, right? If you say that you are perfect, I wonder if that for me, it took away the pressure of trying to strive for me to be perfect, because I'm like, I'm perfectly made in how I am. Like, I don't need to be anything but me in this moment. So for me, it kind of took away the added pressure of striving for whatever I felt like society thought perfect would be. But yeah, that will take us on another tangent. So, for me personally, I feel like it is a trauma response, and I do think that sometimes it is used as a crutch, not necessarily intentionally, but it can definitely be a crutch that's kind of embedded in a lot of us, if not all of us, just due to society. But the moral of the story is, don't allow it to hold you back. Do the things that you love. Be in the moment. Strive for improvement and progress rather than perfection. And just, like, you know, love yourself. Love the things that you create. Love your life and all of that stuff. But if you guys have any thoughts on perfection and if it is a crutch, if it is a trauma response, comment below. If you just want to say hi, comment below.
What up?
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Mm-hmm. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Hit that notification bell so you're notified every time we make an upload. And we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Adios.
It's breaking.
Arrivederci. Sayonara.